For God Bless America magazine, this is Gordon Dixon. Today we will be interviewing Thomas Alvis. He is a pastor in Virginia. With me to help conduct that interview is Brother Byron Fox. Brother Fox, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just great, Brother Dixon, and I love getting to do these interviews. And our special guest today is a longtime friend to both of us, and it's Thomas Alvis from Mount Moriah Baptist Church in Powhatan, Virginia. And he also works with a group called Faith Wins. So, Pastor Alvis, thank you for joining us today.
Yes, sir. Amen. My honor.
You know, Brother Tom, if you're involved in it, you end up getting me involved in it. And when I get involved in it, I get you involved in it, whatever it is. There was a preacher in Texas named W.A. Criswell, and he would use a term, compatriots. Well, I know what that term means because actually, Brother Alvis and Brother Dixon, both of us, both of you have just become great friends to me and compatriots in the ministry. This ad that we've got in the God Bless America magazine, Pastor Alvis, it's about election integrity. And what do we need to know about that?
Well, it's one of the most pressing issues on the minds of everyone that we talk to. You know, when you and I host these God and country rallies or wherever we go, whether in Virginia or around the nation, people are concerned that our elections be transparent, that it be easy to vote and hard to cheat. I mean, it doesn't matter what news venue you turn to or you read. They're all talking about election integrity. And Faith Wins is a 501c3 organization. That's a bipartisan organization with a mission, really, to educate, activate, and mobilize faith leaders to maximize the faith vote. You know, we want to have a spiritual impact in the arena of our government and political venues here in our country. And so election integrity is crucial in that process, making sure everybody feels comfortable that they were able to vote, that their vote was counted, and that people that are not supposed to vote did not vote, or people did not vote multiple times, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, we do want to make it easy to vote, but hard to cheat. And we've had a lot of allegations about cheating in these elections in recent years. And I know you personally, you and your wife both became what's called sworn election officers in the state of Virginia. Yeah. That's what they're called. And you've done that. Beyond that, you've served on the electoral board, been the chairman of that board, and you've been greatly involved. Now, should Christians actually do something like that, Pastor Alvis?
Well, you know, God has called us to be salt and light, and the political culture, the government that God has established here in our country entitles us, enables us to be able to have a voice in who is elected and that whole process. And I believe that where there is privilege, there is responsibility. And we are to be the very best American citizens that we can possibly be. And if people of honesty and integrity don't get involved, then we've got some real problems. And we believe that our church people are people of honesty and integrity. And so we want them involved in this arena of election integrity, eyes on every ballot, making sure that the appropriate process is being followed. You know, Brother Byron, we have great laws. The problem sometimes is those laws are not being enforced.
Exactly.
And
right.
They're not being carried through. And that's where part of our problem lies.
No doubt about that. You know, you and I have a friend named Pastor Brad Wells, and I remember distinctly the night that I heard him say this. He said, "It is inconceivable that God would ordain human government and then not expect his people to be engaged in it."
Sure.
Well, you know, there's three divine institutions, the home, the church, and the government. So it is inconceivable. He's right.
It is. It is. You know, and we've heard people say, well, I just don't think I'm going to vote this time. I think I'm going to sit it out. You know, my wife made this comment the other day when we were talking. We have a biblical responsibility to stand for truth. We have a biblical responsibility to protect our children and our grandchildren. We have a biblical responsibility to protect life. And a decision not to vote is a vote against life. It is a vote against the family. It is a vote against parental responsibilities with regards to educating our children. It's a vote against protecting our relationship with Israel. And so really, and I've wrestled through this idea and talked with folks about this, and we've had these discussions. We really don't have an option this November of staying home and just say, I'm just going to wait it out. Because if so, then our children are at stake. Matter of fact, Brother Chad says, everything we hold dear is at stake in this year's election. And I believe he's right about that.
I do. And I believe there's one group of people with the temerity, with the courage, the fortitude to stand against evil. And that's God's people. If we don't get engaged, then our work is not going to get done. So we must. Brother Gordon, what would you like to ask the gentleman?
You know, Tom, what you are describing is all over the news right now. I mean, literally every day I see three or four news articles about this question of election integrity, what's going on in various states. There are lawsuits going all the way to the Supreme Court about voter ID. And yet what you are describing is what happens on the local level. And let's face it, that's where the real emphasis is. That's where the real need is. Eyes on the local precinct. Am I thinking correctly?
Oh, absolutely. You're thinking correctly, because that's where the inappropriate activity happens. You know, there's very little that you and I can control about what happens in Washington, but we can have a part in what happens in our counties, in our cities, in our localities. And so we've got to have God's people involved. You know, that involves making sure that God's people are registered to vote, making sure God's people understand, okay, what does the Bible say about these issues? And then helping them take their Bibles and vote biblical values. And that happens on the local level.
At the upcoming Southwide Baptist Fellowship, you will have a booth there to answer the questions of the people who will be there. I would imagine that a number of pastors who've read these very same articles and are, you know, really thinking through this would like to talk to you about, hey, what can we do in our local area? What kind of answers could you give them?
Well, you're exactly right, and we did have a Faith Wins table last year, and we were going to have it again this year. And the idea really is introducing these pastors to what Faith Wins is all about, what our mission is, and just like you said, how they can get involved with their congregations in their communities and have a voice in this process. There's a great number of people who call themselves evangelicals, and I know that's a broad term, but many who call themselves evangelicals who are not actually even registered to vote. And we've got to help people understand that responsibility. And it starts with our pastors. It starts with our spiritual leaders, preaching and teaching to our people what it means to be salt and light in this arena, like Brother Byron said, in this God-ordained institution, and how we get involved in that. So we'll have a table there. We'll have some resources on the table. We'll have some helps in getting people registered to vote. We'll have some helps in getting people registered to serve as election officers or poll watchers, poll judges, whatever they're called in the different states. We'll have Evangelist Scott Pauley's booklet there, The Need of Our Nation, which is a powerful tool. Matter of fact, here in Virginia, we've been giving this to our elected officials and to our candidates. And we'll have your book, Brother Gordon, available, 12 Ways You Can Make a Difference in This Crazy Mixed Up World. And as many resources as we can put in these pastors' hands is what we're wanting to do.
Well, we're interviewing today Pastor Thomas Alvis of Mount Moriah Baptist Church, and he works with Faith Wins also. And the website is faithwins.org, faithwins.org. And we want you to go there and sign up to get more engaged. It's stunning to me that at least half of the Christians in America are just totally unengaged, not even registered to vote. And then a portion of those who are registered sit the elections out. And with early voting in so many states, I think it's inexcusable for a Christian not to vote. And I'm hearing already people say to me, I can't vote. I don't like either candidate. Well, look, there's lots of races. It's not just a presidential race, but every seat in the United States House of Representatives is up for election. And one third of the U.S. senators up for election. Plus, in my city of Newport News, Virginia, we got school board elections right now. And I know who I'm voting for in the school board. And many of our people, they're so unengaged, and I'm ashamed of this, so unengaged, we don't even know who's on the ballot or anything about them. We must get engaged. And we love our country. Well, let's prove that we love it and get engaged.
May I share a testimony about that very issue?
Sure.
So Tom mentioned, you know, I've written this book, and we'll talk more about that. And I've been teaching our people and helping them to do exactly what we're talking about here. And one day I was driving home, and I looked up at a billboard, and I saw another one of the political races in our area. And to my shame, I thought, I don't know a thing in the world about that. I don't know anything about that office or even who's running, what the issues are in the primaries. And so I just began to pray right then and said, Lord, please give me wisdom. And I would encourage our listeners just to pray and say, look, this seems so overwhelming. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraids not. Pray about it. And so I prayed about it and kept it before the Lord for a few days. And one Saturday morning, I was out back of my house. I have a small greenhouse. I enjoy gardening. And I knew that my wife was coming out there to help me. And so I had my headphones on and I was listening to something while I was working away. And I realized somebody was kind of standing near me. So I thought it was her. I turned and looked, and it was a man. And so I took the headphones off, said, may I help you, sir? And he told me his name and said, and I'm running for this office. It was the very office I had prayed about.
Wow.
And so I forget, we talked for the next hour. I was able to share the gospel with him. I was able to find out where he stood on the issues. I said, what would your opponent say? And it became very clear to me that the Lord had just absolutely ordained the conversation. So I encourage our listeners just to pray and ask the Lord for his help to watch how they could be salt and light in even those local races.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, I agree with that. We must get educated. And it's one thing to be ignorant. It's another thing to want to remain ignorant. I'm glad you prayed, Brother Gordon, and I'm glad God answered. We must get engaged. That's a great testimony. Pastor Alvis, do you have any final comment that you'd like to share?
I was just going to say, on that website you mentioned, faithwins, with an S, .org, there is a tab that says Take Action. You know, you and I are always calling for people to take action, not just know the truth, but to do something about it. They can click on that Take Action tab and they can get more involved. There's also a tab that says Register to Vote. Doesn't matter what state you're in, you can click on that and it'll direct you to the registration process for your state. So we greatly encourage that action steps right now.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, Brother Byron Fox and Brother Tom Alvis, we thank you so much for joining us today on this interview.
God bless you.
Thank you.
And we hope that you will go to the website at faithwins.org and to learn more about Faith Wins there. And once again, the magazine website is godandcountry.me. Thanks for listening.